Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey, what's up? Do you want to buy some marijuana? You should do that at Solace Meds. They've got four convenient Colorado locations. One's in Fort Collins, one's in Wheat Ridge, one's off Broadway, and one's just blocks away from the DNVR bar on East Colfax. I know what you're thinking. I already know where to buy my pot. Well, hang on a second. Just hear me out. In September, Canned America gummies are 25% off. Strains tinctures are 20% off. Rockin' cartridges are 25% off. Glacier concentrates are 20% off. Again, I can hear you in my head. You're saying, well, I don't use any of those products. Well, hang on. There's more. When you go in there, just shout DNVR20 as loud as you can. They're going to give you 20% off your purchase. Plus, you'll get a free Solace bar or King Cone when you walk out the door. Solace Meds makes your cannabis shopping experience a delight. You can also order online via their website. Just go to solacemeds.com and purchase from there.
Over here. What is up, everybody? Welcome in to a Wednesday edition of the DNVR Nuggets podcast. Is that the energy we have, huh?
Yo, it's bad vibes outside.
In the rain.
Yeah, that's outside.
I disagree.
Oh.
I think rain is a fantastic vibe. It's one of my favorite vibes.
How come you're so insufferable?
Yeah,
at the moment, then. Like, shouldn't it, like,
well,
shouldn't you
well, be in a great mood? It has little to do with the rain. No, I'm being serious, though. The rain is...
Yes, I agree with you. This is like a cold...
Oh,
like,
I love it.
I'm with you.
You don't like this rain?
No, I got sad. It was
Kale,
a sunny morning.
Do you like
scooting.
This rain? It's been sunny for like 100 days straight. It's
Kale said
before.
That he wanted to go and stand out in the rain. We told him that was the single most thing we'd ever heard in our entire lives, and we laughed him down. And then he didn't do it.
Yeah. Well, I like the rain, and I'm happy to be a part of it today here in rainy Colorado. We're presented by DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. Use promo code DNVR whenever you sign up. It's Wednesday. I don't really have a lot of bets for you, so I'm just going to bet at your own leisure. You know, RK, speaking of weather and bets, RK, I just found this out. RK and Andre, betting on the weather.
Yeah, they've been doing that for some
Wednesdays,
time.
Wednesdays. Every
like
Wednesday.
Wacky weather Wednesdays.
Wacky weather Wednesday.
There's a pool. There's free pools you can get into on the DraftKings Sportsbook app.
Those
some
guys
of them,
are so far gone.
Yeah, well, they're
well,
so far
apparently gone. They're like... Touching it.
Listen, I love, I like cold weather. I like rain. I like all that. I like being moody. All of that.
I like being
but
moody.
But I like it when I'm wearing a flannel. I'm sipping a cup of cocoa. I'm like prepared for it. Vote's right. Started off sunny. This is just, it was just too, we got the weather bent.
I'm looking forward to seeing RK on a Sea-Doo one day. Like, whoa, that's new. He's like, yeah. Yeah. It hailed in March.
Yeah.
I nailed it.
Yeah. Nobody understands Poughkeepsie weather like RK does.
In just a little bit, we're going to be joined. Actually, I should introduce the panel. You guys know D-Line. He's whining about everything. Oh, you already did your introduction. Over here, though, we do have Brendan Vogt. He's back.
Yeah. Fight rain with IPA. That's what I always say. Juice Drop, Breckenridge Brewery.
That's actually quickly becoming my... It might be my favorite of the moment.
I think it might be the best beer I've had.
It's really good. Juice Drop is fantastic. Breck, yep. So we got some stuff to get to today, guys. We're going to start, obviously, with the Michael Porter news on two fronts. Two fronts of Michael Porter news. One good,
hell
one
yeah.
Bad.
Oh.
Is any of them basketball, really?
Not really. Not really. So, I mean, modestly. we're going to talk about Will Barton, who apparently rolled an ankle. We're actually going to have Harrison Wind live.
You know what? You're right, Eric.
Yeah, it's kind of a downer day.
This show sucks already.
But to spice things up, we might play a drawing game later.
Hell yeah, we are. When losers draw.
I can't wait for that one.
Can't wait for it. We're going to start off, guys. Let's start with the Michael Porter contract update.
Hell yeah.
What do you have for me? There's new details to Michael Porter Jr.'s contract.
I had my notes ready on the other update.
Eric's brought me down. I'm trying to bring us back up just a little bit.
I didn't bring anybody down. I just pointed out
you brought us down.
Everything that's happened to us external of us.
You're slouching again, Ted.
So as we know, guys, the actual figure was reported to be, I think it was 172, right? Was the max they could offer him. That 207 number with incentives. With regards to
that part's covered, yeah.
Yep. Just setting the stage here. Another update though, MPJ's deal is actually only $145 million guaranteed. To get to that 172 number, there's a lot of ways he can get there, but one that Mike Singer of the Denver Post reported already is all-star appearances. So one all-star game appearance over the life of this deal is gonna add five more guaranteed to that last year. Two all-star appearances triggers that full guarantee, that 172 figure you've heard about. So more incentives in this contract than we originally knew.
This is kind of dope. So we think about a five-year deal. It's really a six-year deal because you have one more year on the rookie scale, then you have five more years. So you get, you know, if he makes one or two all-star appearances, it triggers. By the way, the guaranteed part, I believe, all in the final year. So like for the 4 years,
yeah, that's
guaranteed.
Right.
The fifth year is where it's like partial guaranteed but triggers. And it's interesting because sometimes when you have a partial guarantee, you think, oh, it's like a team can determine or this or that, why that didn't happen. No, this is an actual, it sounds like, objective. So if he gets those all-star appearances. And so it got me thinking, 5 years from now, six years from now, what accomplishments do we think
will be under? Is this a job interview?
What?
Where do you see yourself in 6 years?
Not you personally.
I'm sitting next to you, boss.
We can do that, yeah. Let's see, in six years, I'll be 44. Oof.
Yeah, that's 1 year older than I am currently.
Wow. Wow, nothing left to give, I guess. So 6 years from now, six years from now, what accomplishments under his belt? Does he make a single All-Star game?
Michael Porter Jr.? No question.
Who are we talking? Did he really just ask who we're talking about right now?
I think he's working.
I'm just resetting this thing. I'm just making, listen, this is a podcast, so there's nothing wrong with words being said.
Reset the stage every 5 minutes. That's very important.
We're here with Adam and Brendan. This is the Jesus. Okay, anyway, yeah, yes, absolutely. He will absolutely make an All-Star game between now and then. No question.
I think Eric's right. I'm not going to rain on that parade. All-Star seems perfectly within his trajectory, especially like, I mean, I think these first couple of years, he's going to really have to shine. You know, he'd have to leapfrog some dudes. But by year three or four, I think things are going to line up where that's a fairly effortless ask for him, I think.
He clearly wants it. He referenced it when somebody brought up most improved. He mentions all-star team. And he should. That's not a bad thing. Like, he should want to be that. He's a talented enough player that should be his trajectory. I do think the one thing I wonder about all-star, though, you know, Yoke's the all-star in Denver. Do you get two? To get three is really hard, but you get two, and if so, do those two guys cannibalize each other? I don't think this year, Michael Porter has a chance to be the second best player. But after that, is it going to be, I'm trying to think if there's a team that is clear enough, there's like a 1-2, you know what I mean? Clear enough that it's like, hey, this is our number one guy, this is our number two guy, but they have three guys capable of being all-stars. I don't know if there are. There's only your super teams like the Brooklyn Nets.
Right.
You used to have Chris Bosh as the clear third wheel, but all-star caliber.
I mean, look, man, maybe this is what I'm talking about, is the Nuggets getting closer to fitting into that group and Porter being viewed as that kind of a guy. I mean, they've been a top three seed out West, what is it, 3-4 years in a row now? Longer run than anyone. So at a certain point, you know, if this contract goes in any way the way the front office is hoping, the way we're expecting, Denver just gets closer and closer to one of those teams.
To your point, though, literally, the Lakers, the Nets, and who is there's one more team that has, is it
the Warriors?
That have three max contracts, and now the Nuggets, the fourth one. So you're right, literally and figuratively, they're there.
Right.
All right, what about two? Eric, will he make two All-Star games, trigger the full incentive?
I mean, if he makes one, he'll probably make two. Like, I can't imagine that he would make the All-Star game in the sixth season, so it seems like reasonable to expect. Like, will he be an All-Star this year? No, he will not.
No.
Could he be an All-Star next year? Maybe.
I think there's a chance he's an All-Star this year. I'm not picking it, but to me, I would say it's like higher than your definitive no. I would have said probably not.
I just think it's a lot of like what we were talking about yesterday with voters being a year behind in the NBA, especially because it's you're judging it based on the first half of the season and no one pays attention to the Nuggets until they have to in the second part of the year when they're actually making it to the playoffs. Knock on wood. But I don't know that people will like he'll have garner enough attention to get that nod, whether or not he deserves it. But if he plays well enough throughout the year and then like becomes that Julius Randle type player where then he is part of people's, you know, consciousness when they're thinking about the best players in the NBA, that's how you get into the All-Star game. So I cannot possibly see it this year, but you know, like, I don't know, the year after that. And it, again, like, once you get that sort of like accolade inertia in the NBA, yeah, once you just like get blessed into being like that tier of player, you know, you get the immediate consideration. So, you know, F it. Five. Not one. Not two.
I would think years 3 and 4 of that deal, I could see it happening then. At that point, I would think Porter has arrived. Now, I'm doing a lot of, like, I'm ascribing a lot of success to him, right, that he has yet to, I guess, achieve. But I just think that that's really likely. I do. And, again, this year 3 and 4 of that contract, like, that's pretty far down the line, you know?
Yeah.
He's had plenty of experience at that point.
Hey, Kel, are you ready to fire up the hot take machine here? Or the hot spice pepper graphic or whatever it is we have? Are you ready? Michael Porter will make at least 3 All-Star games over the course of this contract.
Whoa.
At least 3.
What,
I think, like I said, there's a better chance than you think, although I want to make it clear, not great chance at all, that he makes the All-Star team this year. When I say that, maybe a 10% chance or something like that, meaning I wouldn't be surprised if he averaged 24 points per game this year and did this or that. I don't think it's going to happen that he gets the All-Star, but it's possible. Next year, I look at it and I go, imagine how good he's going to be a full year from now with a whole other offseason under a whole season and offseason under his belt. To me, next year, I would probably say, if you said, what kind of odds do you need to jump on predicting he'll be an All-Star next season? I'd be like, man, I think there's like 35% chance or better that it happens. And then if you told me 2 seasons from now, again, assuming health, I'd be like, right, yeah, come on, man. Like a 25, 26-year-old Michael Porter is going to be – that's a 3-pepper take. Kale's feeling
one for each, All-Star appearance.
All right. Well, I said at least 3, and apparently it's not that
spicy. I mean, he's a – the.
He's like, I was looking for the 5. Like, all right, hold on, let me relook for the 3-pepper.
I think the hurdles for Porter here are really mostly just time and reps. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, he is an all-star guy. He's a guy who's going to play well, but play well in a way that gets attention, that garners votes and all
well
that.
Well, in Denver.
Yeah,
like
even in
let's
Denver,
not
yeah.
let's not forget the fact that Jamal Murray has not even sniffed the All-Star game.
That's true, but I just think Porter is that.
Porter's is a different level of like natural talent.
Yeah,
you know, his 6'10" hyper athlete.
He's also, as we'll talk about in a bit, for both good ways and bad, just a lightning rod for attention. He's just a guy that people think about and talk about, and in a way that we don't see a lot of with the Nuggets.
All right, what else are we going to predict for Michael Porter over the time here? Let me do this one. 50-point games.
Michael Porter?
Michael Porter over the next 6 seasons. Yeah, Porter.
Next junior?
Yeah. Like, okay. Is this a thing that you're thinking, oh, there's just going to be a lot of them? I mean, how many KD have over the last 5 years? He's going to have like that.
How many guys? I mean, yes, he's definitely going to be scoring in the 50s. I mean, when he gets hot and he gets confident and he gets to the point where theoretically, hopefully, he doesn't have to be pulled off the court for any like defensive liability reasons.
Right.
I mean, we've seen him like get to the place where he just cannot miss. And so if he's making All-Star games, I mean, you got to think like, yeah, he'll have
lots of 50-point games over this contract.
I could see maybe 2 or 3.
I am really learning about myself that I am higher on Michael Porter than everyone else here. I'm going to say he's going to have like 7 or 8. I think he's going to have a lot. He is a volume scorer. We were talking about this before. Doesn't he have multiple 20-point quarters this last season? And then he tails off. But to me, that is a sign of a young player. Wow, now I get the 5 peppers. Now I get it. Now I earned it. 50-point games? Look, man, he's a scorer. He's a shooter. This is what he does. He shoots 3s and he makes them all.
Well, and just to be clear, you're being judged based on when Kale was able to download the graphics.
That's so funny.
So for a reference, Carmelo's done this four times in his career.
Yeah, Carmelo's not the kind of T-Mac score that hey, he's not like a Jokic level score.
All right, bro. I'm just giving people context. Bradley Beal 5.
Stats. You're like whatever.
Yeah, yeah. Kevin Durant 6. So this is
Kevin
a lot.
Kevin Katie only has 6. Yeah. All right,
I'm just saying. Maybe I should check you a little bit.
All right, a little.
My bad for Googling.
A little high.
Is it inflated or is it just me?
KD
right?
only has 6, huh?
Yeah.
Well, all right. Well. Well, luckily, even had like
luckily nobody saw or heard that, so you can walk it back.
All right, I might lower this one a little bit. Might be a little high. All right, what is going to be his high, his single game high over the life of this? Single game high points.
Oh, man.
Let's see who gets spicy here. Somebody gets spicy.
I think
55.
Yeah, I was just going to say 55. I'll say 54.
I'm going to go 56.
Wow. It's going to be crazy when it's 57.
Well, this was a weird one. I thought this was going to be a little bit more fun of a segment, but apparently we're all
well, you
numbers.
Know, the thing is that a segment can only be as fun as the people involved. You know
That's
what I
so
mean?
True. I say this every time. All right. Speaking of fun, let's talk about the real fun story today. To nobody's surprise.
Yeah,
it came out today, almost immediately after the details of the contract and after the signing of the contract.
And right as the highlights were coming out on
right
Twitter.
Right as it came out that Michael Porter is unvaccinated and doesn't plan to get it. He doesn't feel comfortable getting it. I spoke my piece 2 days ago about my thoughts on the vaccine and about the players' responsibility both as role models, this or that. If you want to hear it, go back and listen to the final 10 minutes of Monday's show. It's still there. I want to talk about this one today because this is a new story. This is in the cycle and it does affect the Nuggets. I want to talk about it with regards to what it means for the Denver Nuggets. And here's how it affects people. This is what's going on with the NBA in terms of their protocols now for unvaccinated players. First of all, Mike Bass, spokesman for the NBA, says any player who elects not to comply with the vaccination mandates, local vaccination mandates, will not be paid for the games that he misses. So this is, of course, most pertinent to Kyrie Irving and Andrew Wiggins, who at the moment might not be able to play. It looks like not play games at their own home arena. That money is not going to be made up. So I think Kyrie stands to lose like $19 million or something like this.
I think Kyrie is a report came out that he's planning on getting vaccinated.
He did say that. Yeah. Or I don't know that he said it. But
Can I get Kyrie's shot for $19 million?
For him?
Yeah, just like, fill me full of whatever you want. Early on when the vaccine was available, I was like, I will take it if it comes with herpes.
Yeah, so here are the updates. No dining indoors in the same room as other players. Some of these are like draconian, right? They're kind of, they're like,
well,
I mean,
yeah,
almost all of them.
Again, remind we'll talk yourself, about why. These players are on the court together.
Right. 6 feet of distance at team meetings. Distant lockers, which means you have to be like, the locker room has to be on... Michael Porter right now, where is his locker? Do you even remember? It's been so long since we've been there. Oh, yeah, he's like right in the middle on the right side. He's now going to have to be like the end locker, and they'll probably put some space between him so that he's not close. Again, I think these things are like symbolic. He has to remain, this is the crazy one, remain at his hotel, prohibited from public venues when on the road. So when they go on a road trip and they're in New Orleans for 2 days, he's got to be in the room, like can't leave it. And
so I was going to ask, because I'm an idiot, public venues, that is that any public place?
So as I understood it, it was pertinent errands. So taking your kids to school, got to get groceries, got to do certain things, like you can't do it. But restaurants, bars, this or that, like that's a no-go. So if he gets spotted or the league finds out, then he, I believe, will have to enter the protocols. Vaccinated players, on the other hand, will have fewer restrictions. For example, fully vaccinated players, coaches, and anyone else working within... how does it say here? They won't have to undergo daily testing. So this is another thing. He'll have to undergo daily testing. Nobody else will have to do that. The only time they'll have to get tested if you're vaccinated is if you're showing symptoms of COVID. That's when then you have to get a test. So guys won't get a test. Michael Malone also not going to have to wear a mask on the sideline. Remember that was a thing last year where coaches, like nobody could hear him on the court.
Right.
Now that won't be the case. So cannot be in the same room at the same time other than for, you know, sanctioned events for the team. 6 feet of distance, locker separated, separate seating on the bench. So we know there's, I think, one other player that we don't know, but doing the math from what was reported, it sounds like there's at least one other player not vaccinated. We'll know who it is because they'll be seated in their own little, like, I'm not vaccinated section
over point.
Here.
Yeah.
Must remain at the hotel during road games unless it's to do essential errands. No bars, no clubs. And then 7 days. This is the big one, guys. 7 days of quarantine if you come into contact with somebody who's tested positive or if the league finds out that you've come into contact. Michael Porter reported that he himself had COVID twice. You know, and we know this, of course, but it was never, like, I think, on the record. Going into the bubble, he was late arriving because he had got COVID. And then to start the season, game four, he missed 10 days because of it again. Again, it's not just if you get it, but it's if you come into contact or if you break it. So then when I got this report, first of all, I wasn't surprised. But when I got it, I thought, definitely going to miss time this year because of it. Yeah. It's just almost inevitable. Not that he is going to get
COVID. Yeah, not from being sick, but he will come into contact with somebody.
Because I don't think people don't know about Michael Porter. I don't think he's a huge partier. I don't think he's a big club guy. Like, you know, he's not out at the bars and clubs or this or that, to my understanding. But it's just like, took a picture at the wrong, and now all of a sudden it's at the league, and like, oh, I didn't realize you were at this place. You're not supposed to be there. Now you're out. So that's my big takeaway, is beyond all the stuff I personally feel about it with the team, this is going to be a storyline all year, and I do think it's going to creep into how the season flows.
Yeah, and look, that this is announced at virtually the same time as the contract extension. You know, not just an unfortunate coincidence. Like, these two things are linked. Yeah. These two things are linked, and at the moment, I mean, we're talking about owner's money, so I am all for big contracts to keep this team together and go into the luxury. But we are talking about a guy who just put his name on a dotted line to commit to play for an organization for hundreds of millions of dollars.
Right.
And I'm not saying this is on the horizon, but what if Denver adopts a similar policy, or Colorado, or and all of a sudden this guy who's in line for a max contract now can't play at home games. It's already the case that he may just have to spend time away from the team already, which has already been a hindrance in his progression. And so that's really where my mind goes, is this is actually one area and where it's kind of incongruent with everything else he says about wanting to get better and be there and take on all the responsibility. Part of it in these times as an athlete is doing all you can to stay with your team.
I mean, he clearly feels convicted enough about this that he is willing to.
That he's willing to.
Because
put all
I think
that on
the thing about this, I don't know. Michael Malone has not indicated that he is going to, like, be judging players or this or that, although it was clear that he was annoyed with it. I think that it is a thing that it, like, how does this affect the relationship? They can't even do so much of team bonding is like, hey, why don't we all go to this restaurant tonight and we're going
to
we're on the road. We'll all do this thing together. It's like, except for the unvaccinated ones who need to be in their hotel tonight.
Yeah. I just want to say, I don't, because there's a super chat. There's no, to my knowledge, official word anywhere about Jokic's vaccination status. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know that.
But back to Porter. I mean, it's like that's where obviously we all have our thoughts. And like you said, we expressed them yesterday. But there's a basketball side of this with regards to Porter. And there are consequences.
There's a lot of basketball implications because it's like, for him, honestly, it's like mostly basketball implications. Like, his body has antibodies. Like, he's not wrong about that. But it's like, we're not, that's just like not part of the conversation anymore. Now it's exactly like you're talking about. It's just the hoops that you are going to be forced to jump through. The things you're going to be forced to do, you're going to most certainly miss time. You're not wrong about that at all. It's just a bummer, man. And like, you just don't want to have to talk about this all the time.
That's
like,
this is the
you
thing
just want
about
to turn
it.
The page.
So I'm watching one of the things, like, I put on the Last Dance, the Jordan thing last night while I'm working, because it's like such a good, like, background. You don't actually have to watch it, but when you pause, you get some. So I'm watching, and it was the one where right before, in 93 when he retires, and it was talking about like all the questions and his gambling, and he's like, it sucked because that's like, he's like, that's my vice. He kind of is admitting it. He's like, this is my vice, but it invited people to just nonstop.
Yep.
It was the only thing people wanted to ask about. And any little thing I screwed up on, people were after me for it. And Kyrie, in ways that I sympathize with Kyrie Irving as a person and as a figure, is that he said his piece about the flat earth thing, and then all of a sudden became like, you can't escape it. Everyone wants to ask you about it. Years later, people are still like, oh, Kyrie, do you think about this? Right. And again, a lot of this he invited on himself and continues to, but it's the distraction wears on you so much that Kyrie, I would not be surprised if he's out of the league in like 2-3 years, just because he no longer wants to be a part of it.
He's
exhausted by it. Michael Porter is inviting, I think, a similar fatigue that he might not quite understand, and not just on himself, but on the team. And again, he feels convicted enough to do this that I'm sure there's no amount of burden that would change it, you know, get him not to do it. But it's just a fact of life that he has now invited a new distraction onto the team that is probably going to the team is just going to have to deal with, probably.
Right.
Whether we talk about it or not, it's just going to be a thing that is discussed. So
exactly.
That's the long and the short of it. All right, let's go to break. That's all. That's all we had to say about it.
Woo! Well, I do want to – I think you hit this point, but just to hammer it home, I mean, the convictions are strong in a lot of these guys. The money that's being left on the table, right, what they're being asked to do, I don't agree or disagree. Lengthy conversations to be had. But these are true convictions for some of these guys. So it's pretty incredible to see as the details – come trickling out about what they're signing up for.
Let's hit a break on the other side. Maybe Harrison Wynn calls in. Maybe we'll play a little bit of win, losers, draw while we wait for more reports to come out of training camp.
Hopefully they're not about like injuries and stuff. What a depressing day so far. You know what's not depressing? Breckenridge Brewery, the official beer of DNVR. I'm going to push two kinds of beer on you today. One I'm drinking right now. We were telling you about it earlier, that Juice Chop Hazy IPA. This thing is off the chain. It's like the top reason to come to the bar, in my opinion. I mean, there's a lot of cool stuff going on here, but you could see D-Line. You could watch some sports. I think it's just to get this Juice Chop, personally.
You can get that in many places.
That's right, Eric. And actually, I'm glad you brought that up. That's a natural segue. You can actually just use the Breck Beer Locator and say, I want the Juice Drop. Tell it where you live. It'll tell you where to go. Might I also suggest asking that locator about Mile High City Copper Lager, that Denver Nuggets themed can, Denver Nuggets themed beer from Breckenridge Brewery. That's also delicious. So you can get all of it at the DNVR bar, or you can head over to the farmhouse to order some delicious food and booze. And if you'd rather just order that and eat it at home, you can still order curbside pickup from 12 to 8 p.m. When you do that, call 303-803-1380 from 12 to 8 p.m. and use code DNVR to save $5. Fellas, autumn is the air. The pumpkins are in the patch, and our friends at Manscaped want you to shave your balls. Make sure you're keeping things fresh this fall with the leaders in male grooming and their brand new fourth generation performance package. Boys, fellas, dudes, get ready for a cuffing season like no other. Are you ready to take the leap into fall with Manscaped? Join the 2 million men worldwide using Manscaped by going to manscaped.com for 20% off plus free shipping with code DNVR. Don't hack it with something that's not right for the job. All right, your razor probably needs a change. It probably needs an upgrade. Get it done with Manscaped, the best in men's grooming. Head over to manscaped.com, use code DNVR. You're going to get 20% off. Make your balls a priority this fall. Choose Manscaped.
Did you hear Eric's Manscaped read yesterday?
No, I muted it for that.
Wow, it was.
I've received quite a bit of support for my for my ad read since yesterday.
So Harrison Wynn, it sounds like speaking with players and coaching staff right now as we speak. Hopefully, we'll be able to get him in. But Eric, you want to introduce a new segment?
Is this a new segment?
This is a new segment. We're 2 days into training camp. Let me just explain something to people. We're 2 days into training camp. The media is cut off. Other than the people are there, we have Harrison Wynn, of course. Yesterday, only one player talked. There just was like no availability and almost nothing came out of camp. So it was, you know, it was a bummer. Today, I'm hopeful that we got a lot more, but it sounds like camp got a late start, got a late end. So now here we are 2 days into camp. And all I know is Barton rolled an ankle.
Yeah.
You don't know what the extent of the injury, although I heard he walked out in a boot, which is a real bummer. Like Will Barton, of all the people that I feel like bad for, it's like, you got to be kidding me. And an ankle roll, it's just like bad luck. So there's that. And then actually, that's it. I don't think I have any other details out of camp today.
Yeah, those are. We also learned that Harrison is only a San Diego 6. Well, I think he gave himself a 6.5.
6.5. sounds about right.
Yeah, guys. So we're introducing a new segment called When Losers Draw. This was inspired by Media Day, where the Denver Nuggets themselves were invited to, from memory, draw their very own logo that they wear every single day. You can see Michael Porter Jr.'s effort was not great.
Wow. Yeah, this is like a really bad effort. Zoom in even more. It's like hard to even see, but it's like he's never looked at it.
Yeah.
Let's just say like one pickaxe.
All right, take it back off because we can't let these two.
Well, I don't know if you guys heard. He didn't really watch the Nuggets much before they drafted him.
or his redshirt.
So we all laughed. We all laughed mightily and heartily at Michael Porter Jr.'s failings trying to draw the logo. So we thought it'd be fun to see how our own people here on the DNBA show can fare with a similar challenge.
All righty, let's do this.
Are you ready?
What?
What are you going to make him draw?
The Nuggets logo? sued.
Have you
got sued
for being like so?
This is active? Such an inside joke. We
That one was for Adam.
Okay, so, NBA likes to sue.
So Brandon Vogt, would you for me draw the Denver Nuggets logo?
Oh, wow.
First of all,
you want to know a really true thing you're about to see?
Yeah,
I can't draw a circle.
Wow, well, nobody can. Awesome.
Nobody can.
Yeah, it's impossible.
It's a circle.
Okay, circle.
So far, all right. That's all right. The circle. I will say that is a below average circle, though. You're right.
My art teacher, Miss Dodd, she's like, "You're not trying hard enough." I'm like, "I actually am." But
I just realized my daughter has art class today. Her first art class. I'm so excited for it.
Okay, what's happening right now?
We've got one pickaxe
with a really with a jagged top.
Yeah, it is a little jagged top.
Okay.
Okay. Smaller right. Pickaxe on the okay. Right. Okay. And
oh. Sort of.
Yeah, there's a little triangle mountain in it, and then a basketball. There you go. I think you nailed it.
Well, so in a manner.
Is that a football?
No.
How many lines are on a basketball? You should have just said, draw a basketball. You would have really failed that one. Number 9. What is this? Number 9?
Vote. Number 9.
Were you number 9 growing up?
Yeah, in soccer. Rec
league. Wow.
Shout out the Rainbow Falcons. Okay,
so how did he do? He did pretty good.
That's pretty good. Let's... go ahead and erase that. Now I'm going to give you another one here. No, you.
All right. You guys give him a grade. I want to hear in the comment section how would you rate that logo from memory? I think I would say solid.
Okay, Brandon.
Yeah.
Now.
Okay.
I would like for you to draw for me the Boston Celtics logo.
Oh, jeez. Is it a leprechaun? It's like a leprechaun guy. Is it the shamrock? Like, which one are we doing here?
There's an eraser too up there. If you want to erase.
Wow.
You have a full tool. Well, just with the front part of it. You have to choose the eraser, or you just scroll past it. Just start drawing.
Okay. He doesn't even know how to use the machinery.
This is embarrassing for a variety of reasons.
Fix it. So we'll
go eraser. By the way, people are pretty impressed with you. You're getting 7s out of 10s. You got the highest you got 8.68. Gareth gave you 8. Oh, Logan gave you a 10 out of 9, which I'm not sure how that works. Somebody said the steps came all over
okay,
again.
Here we go.
We should have done a step
the
today.
The Boston Celtics logo, as drawn by Brendan Vogt from memory.
There's a
okay.
C.
Oh, no, okay. It looks like he's drawing the Denver Nuggets logo again. No, not the shamrock. We're talking about the guy.
Wow.
Wow. Okay. What are you? Yeah. Okay.
So he has that. Does he have that like little hat on like that? What is that hat called?
Oh, you're done. Wow, that was really good.
Okay, yeah, that's not that far off.
He does have a. You know what? You put the lean in there. You got the lean. The one. Oh, you didn't really have the cane. You didn't really have the cane.
The things you missed were the basketball, the shillelagh. And
what's a shillelagh?
His walking stick and everything else. You missed
called a shillelagh?
Everything else.
I don't know. I think it's pretty good.
I don't think it's pretty good. I mean, all right, Adam, I think you have to do at least
one. Am I up now?
Yeah, you're doing at least one.
All right, I'll do something here. What do we got? What do you got for me? You know I'm an artist by nature.
Oh, I like that That's comment, bro. Everybody's seen the leprechaun up in the tree say, yeah.
What's that from?
That's a real reference. It's too internet to explain.
Most references are these days.
All right, Adam.
Okay.
For you, I would like for you to draw for us the Toronto Raptors logo.
Wow.
Yep, go ahead.
I don't either. I know there's three tears that are also claws, but
yep.
I can't remember if it's a... What is going on here?
Just start drawing. Don't worry about the keyboard.
I'm going to say there's a... What?
Select the... unbelievable.
Your thing is dumb, man.
Yeah, dude. I don't blame myself.
Right.
I do think it's good live content. Though.
Circle.
I think dinosaurs.
Yeah.
I know that. There's like a claw here.
Yeah.
Claw here.
Hell yeah.
Here.
Okay. All right.
And then I
would say there's like basketball lines.
Hell yeah, there's bro.
Basketball lines. You know what's funny?
How'd I do?
Right, but you just got to turn it to the
side. Oh, it's to the side? It's
yeah,
not.
It's to the side. And it says Toronto Raptors like in a circle.
Hey, that's not bad.
It's actually not bad at all.
I mean, you're basing it off of just how he's describing it, not the actual
that's pretty good,
way
right?
that the logo looks. I mean, in a manner of speaking, I mean.
All right, give me one more, Eric. I'll take another
okay,
one.
Okay,
another one.
Okay. So now for me, Adam, I would like for you to draw for me.
Okay.
The logo for the Atlanta Hawks.
This one we know is a little Pac-Man looking hawk.
I like your circle.
And he has a little beak here.
Oh, right into the bird.
And then there's like an eyeball.
Holy shit. That's
is
pretty
that
good.
Atlanta?
I'm impressed.
It's pretty. It's not. It's. I mean, it's
not
Atlanta. I want to make sure you understand. It's not good,
but it's,
but
on
it's
a
also
scale.
Not that bad.
I think we might have learned a lot about the Hawks logo. Those guys phoned that thing in.
So it turns out no one can draw logos from memory. It's not just.
Hold on, D-Line. You're up.
Oh, okay.
You're up. All right. We'll see this here. We'll see what's happening.
Evan's right. Giving Adam a bird-based logo.
That
is
was
an unfair,
right. It wasn't fair.
Unfair advantage.
It wasn't fair.
All right. What do you got for me?
I want to see the San Diego Conquistadors logo.
I mean, come on, that's stupid.
I will give you the Sacramento Kings.
Oh wow, what is
even,
that? Even
I don't know
mean?
Either. So yeah. I'm gonna look it up. Sacramento Kings.
Sacramento Kings. Did they
Sacramento
just...
Kings?
Oh,
did they rebrand?
Oh, it's a crest.
No, hey.
No, it's all right.
I can't even. I'm trying
yeah,
to think because they.
Tough, man. It's hard to do that.
They well, let's see. They have the one that's like.
Oh, I will give you a little hint. It's like Pac-Man upside down.
Well, I'm gonna draw the secondary logo that's like the lion.
What?
Yeah.
I'm looking for the lion logo now.
And it has like a
basketball.
Oh, well,
you're gonna. Yeah, that is like a super alternate logo. That's the yeah.
Also, I thought
you
were good at
who's
drawing,
is better?
Dude.
This is Sacramento Kings or my Atlanta Hawks?
Yeah.
Mine was definitely better.
Oh, then it has like.
I mean, my Celtics logo is technically closer. You're just drawing a dragon.
You know what you're.
Trogdor!
Oh, you gave him fire. We're just
yeah,
really
like that.
Adding
I just
it.
Turned him into a dragon, dude. I rebranded him.
You rebranded
I wonder if they can tell that we're stalling.
I can't even literally cannot think of what the Sacramento Kings logo looks like.
It's the upside down Pac-Man. Remember, like remember the little ghosts, but except
oh,
it's up top.
Yeah,
it's yeah.
Like,
yeah
oh,
it's like that, and then it's
yeah,
yep, exactly.
That's right, dude.
Sacramento Kings.
That's right.
Why don't we'll hit a break and then hopefully Harrison just texted that he is on his way back to his hotel where he can meet us.
Does he want to wait till we
I
finish?
I will say one thing just about Denver Nuggets generally marketing their team or this or that. We literally want to. But have no idea what's going on with the team.
It gets hard sometimes.
But, I mean, we only flew one guy all the way out there to cover
right.
this.
We digress.
We digress.
Okay. Well, here's a fun part of my job, which is that I never do, which is checking the ad reads ahead of time. Okay, here we go. So, have you guys heard about the Colorado Exos? You should have. We've been telling you all year about them. Guess what? They rebranded. They're now known as... The American Raptors at Infinity Park. It's still the same deal, though. It's a rugby club composed of crossover athletes. They just ended their first season at 5-5, which is pretty cool. Let me elaborate if you didn't get what I meant. These are guys that used to dominate in their respective fields. Backgrounds in football, basketball, baseball, wrestling, soccer, track and field. They've come together to put themselves to the test with a new sport. And that's rugby. They're learning well. The experiment's going well. And they want you to come see them. And what's the best part about hitting up an American Raptors game? It's free, as in free 99, as in $0. Head over to theamericanraptors.com and grab your free ticket for the upcoming season. If you can't make the game, americanraptors.com will be streaming all of them from their website. Check it out. Finally, if you're trying to follow the team more closely, there's no better way to do that than with our man Colton Strickler and the DNVR Rugby's podcast, part of the DNVR Network. Obviously, check that out wherever you get your podcasts. Fellas, here's something else. It's football season, and football season is also known as betting season. DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, is trying to put some money in your pockets. Right now, if you bet just $1 on any football game this week, you will receive $150 in free bets instantly, no matter what. Also, if you haven't heard, they're introducing the same game parlays. You can combine multiple bets for a bigger payout from the same game. This week, place a same game parlay on any NFL game, and you'll be credited to $25, even if your bet loses. Just remember, DraftKings is safe, secure, and reliable. Best part is you can deposit and withdraw your cash whenever you want. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code DNVR to receive $150 in free bets instantly when you place a $1 bet on any football game. That's promo code DNVR to get $150 in free bets instantly this week at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 or older, Colorado only, new customers only, restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700. And finally, Strava Craft Coffee. I love this, Reed, because I love this product. Sometimes I wake up and I want to drink coffee, like most people.
Dude, the sun is back out. Just in time for Strava.
Oh, just in time for Strava.
I don't think that's a coincidence.
But I don't want to feel shaky. I don't want to feel my anxiety. I definitely don't want my IBS to flare up.
None of us want that.
Nobody wants that.
So I just combine my CBD and my coffee using Strava Craft Coffee, the delicious CBD-infused coffee that now offers decaf and cold brew if you come to the DNVR bar. Head over to Strava Craft Coffee right now. Use code DNVR25. When you sign up, you'll get 25% off your first purchase. You will also get 20% off every single shipment when you sign up for their subscription service. Check out Strava Craft Coffee. It'll leave you honking like a goose.
I thought the wind died down.
Wow, it's getting windy in here. My goodness. Harrison is hanging out backstage. You can probably hear us. Let's bring him on. Harrison, save our show. Save it.
Save our show.
Please save our show. We hope. Well, we're. Is he there?
It says we have no audio.
Perfect. Stand by, Harrison.
Stand by.
You look great.
You do look great. Just so do we have to do our old method. Harrison, were you able to speak to Michael Malone today? Yeah. Was he in a better mood than yesterday?
Yeah. Let's go. Let's
can
go.
You talk?
I think you guys can hear me.
Yes.
Yes. Beautiful. It.
All right, Harrison, you got to save this show, man. I mean, we're in a content. It's weird that we've had more Nuggets content, like actual Nuggets, not like who's or who's not vaccinated, which is always a bummer.
Yeah.
We've had more during the offseason than we've had during the preseason somehow. Like,
I know.
It's been wild. Just walk us through, man. How was day two of training camp?
So, yeah, day one, Michael Malone called the practice sloppy. Whoa there.
That was sloppy.
Big surprise, day two was a lot better.
All right.
Yeah. Much better practice today. Obviously, no Nikola Jokic still, but apparently they played better. The energy was better. People were talking more. One of Malone's complaints yesterday was that it was a really quiet gym. And I feel like part of that probably had to do with the fact that the facility there now is literally five times bigger than their actual practice court in Denver. But he said they were louder today also. So it was a great day too. It was a nice bounce back practice.
So wait, I was thinking about this quickly. Sorry. Are they in a student center? Is this like a rec center they're in that's like available to all of the students? Why is there a five court facility at this university I've never heard of before that we're not positive they have a basketball team? It's not like the student center or something?
No, it's not a rec center. It's where whatever basketball team plays at UCSD. I don't know.
Do you think you could
where they play?
Could you draw the gym for us, Harrison?
Yeah.
Just kidding.
That's a dumb joke that you wouldn't get.
mainly because it's only half a joke.
Yeah. Walk us through this. I mean, the big news obviously was Will Barton walking out in a boot, as you reported, had some ice on it. Do we know what happened with that?
Apparently, he just rolled his ankle during one of the scrimmage portions of this practice today. We walked in the gym. Guys were kind of finishing up. The practice was pretty much over. Guys were just like shooting free throws and three-pointers as they kind of went to the buses. And then, yeah, Will was just off to the side, icing his ankle, had it elevated, so he wasn't shooting at the end of the practice. And then, yeah, he walked out of the gym under his own power, of course, but he was wearing a boot on his left foot, so doesn't sound like it's super serious, but I bet he takes the next day or two off at least, from practice. So it sucks because Will, you know, we heard this throughout like last week when he talked to the media, and you heard this at, you know, training camp yesterday, but he was in great spirits, man. He felt rejuvenated. He said he had some bounce back. He had some explosiveness back. He was finally healthy, you know, after last year. So it's rough. It's a rough break.
So Aaron Gordon, very excited to gain chemistry and camaraderie with the team. It looks like we might be finishing up camp with no Jokic, tending to, having a baby. No Murray, he's out, and no Will Barton, may possibly tomorrow. So I mean, it sounds like with a rolled ankle, it sounds like he probably would have to sit out a practice or two, even if it's just for cautionary reasons.
Yeah, I would think he definitely sits out tomorrow, maybe Friday too. And maybe that's another reason why the scrimmage portions haven't looked that great. I mean, no Jokic, and you got Aaron Gordon playing the five. You've got Jeff Green, who's been rolling with the starters too, who hasn't played really with any of these guys before the last week or so. So maybe that's a reason things have, you know, not been totally seamless.
So let's start with Michael Malone. What did he have to say about today's practice?
Well, like I said, he thought it was a lot better than yesterday's. He thought the energy was good. He joked that, like, sometimes he has to start the trash talk just to get everybody engaged. So I think that's what he did today. He mentioned a couple guys who have continued to stand out. One of the names he mentioned was Aaron Gordon. And I wrote this today, but the buzz here is definitely that Aaron Gordon's been like the offseason MVP so far. He looks like he's in midseason shape. Malone said he's got a lot of explosiveness back. So, like, that's definitely the buzz that I'm picking up on. Aaron Gordon has looked really, really good just, you know, the first couple of days in training camp, and even going back to the last couple of weeks and just the open runs in Denver. He's definitely been the standout. Jeff Green's looked really good too, from what I gather. And Will, before the injury, had looked really good as well. So those three guys have definitely stood out. And the other one of the takeaways I've got from Michael Malone today, it seems like trying to play faster, there's something real to that. A lot of the drills the Nuggets are doing are focusing on, you know, getting out in transition more. Monte talked about that today. I talked with Monte Morris for a little too today. He said that's a big adjustment for him because he plays at a pretty methodical pace most of the time.
Yeah.
But he's really trying to play quicker. So it doesn't seem like it's all just coach speak with trying to play faster. It seems like it's actually something they're trying to do.
Do we know, are there any players that have not been able to participate in practice other than, you know, of course, Jokic and Murray?
No, I believe everybody else has been going. At least when I've gotten into the gym, everybody else has been out there.
Okay. Anything else from Malone, or should we move on to Monte?
We can move on to Monte. I got some good Bones stuff, but I can come back to Malone, you know, when I talked to about Bones, because I talked to him today as well. He had some good stuff to say.
Awesome. Yeah.
But, Monte, he, like I said, trying to play faster, that's an adjustment for him because he's such a classic point guard, man. Just gets into his sets, you know, brings the ball up the floor pretty methodically, but he's definitely trying to play faster, so that's an adjustment. And then I was talking to him about Bones. Because I chatted with Bones today one-on-one, and he had some great stuff. But he was, you know, singing Bones' praises, man. And Michael Malone had some good stuff to say about Bones, too. And I don't think Malone, at least this is my take, but I don't think he's ruling out, like, Bones getting minutes right off the bat.
At least that's the
sense I get. Yeah, man. He's been impressive, and it seems like he's being super coachable too. Monte was saying how Bones just is asking him all these questions throughout practice. Just every time they're out on the side together, when they're not in the live action, he's peppering him with questions. Malone was kind of saying the same thing. And Bones also had a good practice today after not such a good one on Tuesday. He really bounced back. So I think the Bones hype train is growing as well.
It's funny, man. I was sitting here thinking about, like, he says different names, like, you know, Aaron Gordon, saying I'm like a little adrenaline rush, you know, whatever. Bones is the name that, like, I just hear Bones and I'm like,
let's go.
Like, for some reason, if you could be like, you could only ask me about three players, I'd be like, all right, Bones is the shoe in. Like, let me see who are my other two.
Like, I guess the MVP.
Yeah, I guess, or whatever. So this is great. All right, let's get to Bones then. You got to sit down with him again. I should ask this up front. Any other media there today, or is it still that small group?
It's still just us.
There you go. All right.
So Bones was great, man. Bones says that he's expanded his range, actually.
What?
He's expanded his range. He told me he's going to take a shot from just inside half court this season. So
I like that it's already planned, because that one you would think that's there. You would shoot that out of necessity, not like I said I was going to do it. Just pull it from that.
Got to try at some point.
Nobody even guarding. You could have stepped 10 more feet forward. Nope.
So what did we do? Is it Logo Bones or Logo Highland?
It's either half court Highland. I
half
think.
Court Highland. Half let's court go. Highland.
It's going to replace the half court heave section. Just half court Highland.
All right. So he's trying to get. So there's no range at all. No range at all to his
the limit
shot.
Does not exist.
Unlimited range. Yeah, he's expanded his range. but no, he's having the time of his life. Like, to be quite honest, he's having the time of his life just being in an NBA environment and just getting used to the city of Denver. He moved his mom out to Denver. I did not know this, but he bought his mom a house. I saw that. I didn't know it was in Denver, though.
That's so awesome, man. That's so cool. That is really cool.
Yeah, he moved his mom out to Denver for a couple reasons, he said. Like, one, it's safer than, you know, the environment he grew up in, Delaware. And two, it's just comforting having her close by.
I love that.
We forget this a lot. Bones is a young kid, man.
Right.
Spent 2 years at VCU. Jeff Green came into the league in 2007, was his rookie year. Bones was born in 2000. So, like, Bones is super, super young. So I think that's going to really help him. And he also said that he hasn't found a lot of good spots to eat in Denver, so he's thankful his mom is close by so she can cook for him.
What?
So, right, well,
that was like, what a combo platter of compliments and shade.
Not a single restaurant in Denver has good food. It's wild. It's really wild, man. I can't but it's the craziest thing.
I was trying to throw some suggestions, but I don't know if we have the same palate.
Is he just eating like a lot of like crab based? Is that what he's missing? Crab?
No, Delaware is just like Route 10. Let's hit the Chili's. That's just the entire state.
Is that the issue? He's looking for more Chili's?
Yeah, maybe.
All right.
I'd go to Chili's with Bones.
Oh, hell yeah, dude.
Bones, hit us up, man. Chili's crew?
What do they have? The skillet queso?
Dude,
it's been a while since I've been to Chili's. I don't really know what they got.
If we can make can we get a segment where we eat boneless wings with Bones?
Oh, my gosh. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? It'd be the best segment ever. All right.
Should we get chicken in for that segment too?
Like we got to bring in chicken.
Bones and chicken on the boneless chicken.
All right. So, is there any more? Please tell me you have more Bones anecdotes.
Don't stop.
Let's see. So he really liked that Malone wanted them to talk more trash today. Because I asked Bones, like, how big of a part of your game is talking? And his eyes just lit up and this huge smile, like, went across his face. And he's like, that's, like, my entire game. Just talking. So if you're looking for somebody to, like, change up the energy in practice, Bones is definitely that guy. He said that, you know, it's been tough learning a lot of the playbook. Because as we know with the Nuggets, a lot of the stuff that they run, it's not like rudimentary, like specific plays. There's a lot of read and react stuff. And, you know, for a rookie, like a lot of rookies, I feel like that'd be tough to pick up on. So that's the biggest kind of thing he's got to overcome. He's just got to get more comfortable in that read and react stuff, which, you know, I'm sure will come. But Malone said, like, he didn't have a great practice Tuesday, but he had a great practice today.
No, that's great to hear. That's really great to hear. I saw Jason Terry was at practice today. Any notes on him or just what he's kind of doing with the team right now?
So most of the G League staff is here in San Diego. Like most of the assistant coaches, obviously like some of the players who can play for the G League squad. I'm sure Marcus Howard will spend time there. I'm sure Bowl will spend time there. Peter Cornelly, those guys are obviously in camp. So I think a lot of it is getting some of those guys familiar with the G League coaches, you know, who they'll be spending some of the year around. But yeah, Jason Terry's here. He was chatting with Jamal Murray, like shooting with Jamal Murray off to the side at the end of practice. That was another actually note with Bones. The Nuggets got done with practice, and then Bones went through like a 20-minute shooting session like by himself with a couple coaches. So He's putting in the reps for sure.
Was he a great, you know, some guys are like, don't miss in those drills. Like, is he a don't miss guy?
Absolutely. Yeah. He does not miss. Does not miss. But yeah, Jason Terry was here. Most of the G League coaches are here as well. And another note that I had from Bones was, I think Malone said this today, the Bones and Bowl connection is strong. Like, apparently those two hooked up on a couple really nice, really nice two-man game actions.
Love it.
Bones and Bowl? Holy smokes. Together? They have a thing?
Do we have any other Bowl notes? Any notes of Bowl? I mean, Bone, he's another broth, one that everybody wants.
His broth is in a bowl. We'll workshop it. We'll Sorry, Wint.
Apparently he's looked pretty good. He's been talking more. Monte said he's been more vocal, just on defense, which you like to hear. That was always something that the coaches are always asking more from in regards to him, just being more vocal. So I think he's had, you know, a good couple of days. I think he's definitely taken strides from even where he was at Summer League, at least from what I gather. I've heard Vlatko's looked good too.
Hell yeah.
He looks quicker. But he apparently hasn't lost any of the strength either. But he definitely looks quicker, probably trying to play more on the wing, you know, this season, like we've talked about, like he did with Slovenia, but apparently he's looked good too. So,
every nugget is,
yeah,
good. Every nugget is good. Oh my God. I love it. And then, lastly, was there any talk today? I mean, obviously the MPJ thing came out, him, article by Mike Singer that he is, uncomfortable with the vax. Was there any conversation, and was Malone asked about it, and any distraction he worries it might bring to the team?
No, he didn't get asked about it today. I mean, Malone's kind of talked about it in the past. But I mean, MPJ isn't the only guy on this team who's not vaccinated.
Right.
I'm pretty sure. You know, Malone said, or it might have been Tim the other day, that, you know, we have players, like, yes, plural,
right,
that aren't vaccinated. So, thank God the Nuggets don't play in California or New York.
Well, there you go. Anything else we need to know from sunny San Diego?
Not that sunny, actually.
Not that sunny. Well, there you go. What is there any idea what the plan is for tomorrow? I mean, have they been scrimmaging a lot? Do you know if tomorrow they plan to scrimmage more? I know that in training camps past, there has been a designated game night where it's like, we're going to bring officials in and we're actually going to play 40-minute game or 48-minute game, whatever. Do you know if that's prepared for this week or anything?
I don't think that's tomorrow. Maybe that happens later in the week, like Thursday or Friday. I'd be a little concerned if I'm Denver just about, like, losing guys to little injuries, though. Like, to be quite honest, this Barton thing sucks. I mean, that was really one of the storylines, like, coming into camp, I thought, was Barton feeling rejuvenated and healthy, and now he's got another injury again. So that really sucks. And yeah, it's weird. Like, you felt really confident about this team. I mean, look, I think we're all still really confident, but no Jokic, no Barton for the next couple of days. You got Jeff Green, like, and Aaron Gordon playing center with the starting group. It's a little jumbled early on, I feel like.
Yeah, it does feel a little jumbled for sure. Well, we got a preseason game coming up in like 5 days, so we'll see whatever. You know what it means, though?
What?
It's the Bone Show.
It's the Bone
Show? It's the Bone Show. Like, when you're like, you know, we don't even have our starters. We're not playing starters tonight very many minutes, first quarter. And then we're going to let Bones play 40 minutes. And he'll take a shot from half court.
I cannot believe how, for as excited as I've been about the Denver Nuggets over the last 5 years, including the top human, the MVP. Yeah.
The bowl right up there, huh?
Bones, dude. I feel as though I've been, I don't know, washed anew into a, the fountain of youth. But my fandom has been dunked in the fountain of youth. I'm completely rejuvenated. The thought of watching Bones on the court makes me so excited. I don't care about any of this vax talk. I don't care if Jokic takes the entire season off. I just need Bones in my life.
I think you would care if you took the entire season off.
I got a little carried away.
I feel like you're actually not being
away.
Truthful. I'm not gonna lie. All right, Harrison, we'll let you get back to the hotel room.
All right, see you guys.
Bye, man. One. Enjoy the sun.
Man, it is true. I'm putting my feet up here because I'm feeling too good. You're right, man. Bo.
It's like we just got a little hit of bones. You can cue that outro music there, Kale. It really is like right now. It's just the new. He's the new piece, he's exciting enough to warrant your excitement. So here I am. We got a little bones kernels. We keep hearing people say, "I wouldn't be surprised if he plays." We keep hearing it, and I'm like,
"I would still be surprised," but I'm looking forward to being surprised. How about that?
Hell yeah.
All right. We'll get out of here, guys. Thanks so much for tuning in. We will be back again tomorrow, Thursday show. We'll have updates once again from day 3 of training camp.
Hopefully dude, more vaccination status updates.
Yeah, we should find out more.
Buckle up.
Buckle up. Hit that like button. We'll see you guys tomorrow.
It's time to make beef business your business because we're in business with the best in the beef business. I'm talking about Hassle Cattle Company. I'm talking about that blue collar beef. I'm talking about Wagyu. And you can get your hands on Wagyu when you come to the DNVR bar. Check out that revamped menu. Anytime you order a burger, just know you're getting that delicious, delicious blue collar goodness. Hassle's hooking you up with 10% off your entire purchase, by the way, when you order from them. Just use code DNVR10 at checkout. Now, you may have already done that already, but that's the fun part. DNVR10 gets you 10% off every single time. Hassle Cattle Company, we already brought you the damn good beer. Now we're bringing you that damn good beef. Thanks, Gail.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.